This is Jazz Made in Australia, a programme of all Australian music brought to you by the Community Radio Network. Our regular presenter for Jazz Made in Australia, Paula Langlands, is taking a break for a couple of weeks. So I'm your host, my name is Mick Padden. Please join me for an hour of the very best in Australian music. Now, it struck me over the last couple of weeks that the piano is one of the most versatile instruments in the whole jazz ensemble. You hear pianists playing solos in duets, playing in quartets, quintets. Probably the piano trio is one of the most favoured ensembles for pianists. But also you hear them in little big bands, big bands, etc. So a very versatile instrument. And I thought we'd explore some of that versatility this afternoon with some of the very best pianists in Australia. Not always just discernible in playing the piano. In some cases you'll hear them leading bands and with CDs with their names on. But we're going to focus around pianists, probably, rather than pianos. We're going to start with the winner of the 2017 Friedman Jazz Fellowship. That's pianist Emma Stevenson. And we're going to start with a track from her first CD, produced with a piano trio called the Hieronymus Trio, and that's the name of the CD. The track we're going to hear from is called Turn Up the AC. We'll be right back. That's Turn Up the AC, featuring pianist Emma Stevenson in Hieronymus Trio, from the album of that name, Hieronymus Trio. Now, the next pianist we're going to hear from is something of a veteran. Now, that's not a word I sometimes like to use. Mark Isaacs has been playing jazz, playing music for decades in Australia. And he's classically trained, so he does draw on a whole range of influences in his work. We're going to hear a track from a band that he put together several years ago, I think around 2010. It's a quintet. It features him on piano, James Muller on guitar, Matt Keegan playing saxophones, Brett Hurst on bass, Tim Firth on drums. The quintet is called the Mark Isaacs Resurgence Band, and the track we're going to hear from the band, from their album Aurora, is called Emergence. Thank you. That's the track Emergence from the Mark Isaacs Resurgence Band, taken from the album Aurora. And now we're going to hear Mark in a very different setting, and reminding you that on this version, this edition of Jazz Made in Australia, we're focusing on pianists and their different sorts of work. Now, having heard Mark Isaacs in a quintet, we're going to hear Mark play solo piano in a piece called Out of Line, taken from his album Elder's Suite.
Thank you.
It's the solo piano of Mark Isaacs, taken from the Elder's Suite, his CD called The Elder's Suite. It's a piece called Out of Line. Now, the next piece of music we're going to hear is stretching the definition of jazz made in Australia to its boundaries, I guess. It features another pianist, of course, and in this case it's Mike Nock. Now, the first stretch of the definition is that Mike, of course, is a New Zealander, though we've appropriated him in Australia, and I suspect many listeners actually think of him as being Australian, but Mike is New Zealander by birth, and it's a track featuring him in duets with Marty Ehrlich. They're actually recorded in New York, so that's the other stretch of talking about jazz made in Australia, but they produced a lovely album called The Waiting Game. So here's Mike Nock with Marty Ehrlich, with a piece called, I'll try and pronounce this correctly, El Testamen de Amelia.
Thank you.
Mike Nock on piano there, and you heard the bass clarinet of Marty Ehrlich. Duets from the two of them. Marty Ehrlich plays different instruments on different tracks, but in that case, as you heard, the bass clarinet, beautiful bass clarinet. The piece was called El Testamento de Amelia, and the album is The Waiting Game. Now, we're going to hear from Mike Nock in a very different setting. We're going to hear from a big small band he put together some years ago, and it's taken from an album called The Big Small Band Live. Here's a piece called Dance of the Global Village. Thank you. That's Mike Nock leading the Big Small Band on an album called Big Small Band Live, Mike Nock's Big Small Band Live, to be more precise. It was recorded live, as you could hear, and we were listening to a track called Dance of the Global Village. Now we're going to hear from another pianist leading a quintet. It's also stretching the definition of jazz made in Australia, because the CD was recorded in the United States, but the musician, the pianist, is very much an Australian. That's Paul Grabowski. This track is taken from the album Tales of Time and Space, and it also features another Australian, Scott Tinkler, playing trumpet on various tracks. In fact, all the tracks, I think. But the track we're going to listen to is called Circle of Trust. Thank you. Tales of Time and Space, the CD, Circle of Trust, the particular track, and it's a, I think I introduced it as a quintet. It's actually a sextet. And on different tracks, it features luminaries around the jazz scene, like Branford Marsalis playing soprano saxophone, Joe Lovano playing tenor, Ed Schuller on bass, and Jeff Tane Watts on drums. But I'm playing it largely because it's the work of Paul Grabowski on the piano. It's his compositions. And also we hear another Australian, Scott Tinkler, on the trumpet. For our final track, we're going to hear a track from the new CD from the Alistair Spence Trio. The CD is called Not Everything But Enough. The track we're going to hear is In a Good World. It features Alistair Spence on the piano, of course, and his longtime collaborators, Lloyd Swanton on bass and Toby Hall on drums and various other forms of percussion. So let's enjoy the music of Alistair Spence with his trio from the CD Not Everything But Enough. You're listening to Jazz Made in Australia, brought to you nationally by the Community Radio Network. The programme is recorded in the studios of Eastside Radio in Sydney. It's produced and presented by me. My name is Mick Padden.
I've survived on another's kill.